It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Just a heads up on our programming plans this week. Join us tonight at 8 for live NPR coverage of the Democratic National Convention from Milwaukee. It's a mix of virtual, some live events. We bring you up to speed and a recap tonight through tomorrow night starting at 8. That's here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Right now, we're discussing the postponement of Big Ten sports. There's pressure from football players who have signed petitions wanting to play, seeking answers on how or even if a vote happened last week among league officials. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting that Big Ten officials are working on a football schedule that could have teams starting their season in early January. Do you agree or disagree with the decision to postpone the Big Ten season? Are you an athlete? How does this affect your college career and what comes after? We're at 800-642-1234. Chris McIntosh is UW-Madison Deputy Athletic Director, overseeing day-to-day operations of the athletic department, student-athlete recruitment, and strategic planning. Chris, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you, Kate. Good morning to you.
Good morning. The Big Ten has 14 members, 14 schools. Kevin Warren is a commissioner. Players are asking questions about how the decision went down last week to postpone the season. They've signed petitions to play that we're seeing. Did a vote happen to postpone the season?
Yeah, a good question, Kate. You know, our players across the league disappointed with the decision that was made. It's a tremendous amount of preparation and work that goes into getting ready to play all of fall seasons, in particular football. And the decision that was made clearly wasn't one that was one they agreed with. And I think we all respect that, given the work that was put in. You know, our focus has been what's next. The chancellors and presidents of the Big Ten arrived at a decision based off of the concerns that they were presented with. And I think our go forward from here is to do everything we can to address the concerns that aren't limited to just playing sports in this COVID environment. There are common themes for sure throughout our society, but to address those concerns and to develop an alternative plan, which we've been busy working on since that decision has been made.
What does that plan look like, and how are you coordinating with other schools in the Big Ten? What is communication like?
Communication has been very thorough, and it has been throughout the process. The athletic directors meet every morning for 2 hours and have done so since March. And the communication from that body to the presidents has been very thorough, more so than it's ever been. And it's just needed to be that way because of the environment that we live in. Everyone knows, the information has been changing by the hour for, you know, extended period of time now. And so there's been more communication than ever. But, you know, I would just say this, we're in the development phase of developing our plan. It'd be premature to share too much about it right now. We're vetting different options, but I would say our focus is to provide fall seasons to our student athletes, so that preparation that they've put in and the expectation that they have to compete on a platform like the Big Ten can be delivered.
And there's talk of a football season to start in early January. Can you tell about the formations of this plan? What would that look like?
Well, I think it's one that could be exciting. Like I said, it's too early to share too much about it. There's a lot of work to be done. I think, you know, our coaches, in addition to, or along with, some of our athletic directors, including Barry Alvarez, have been busy, put their heads together and have advanced, a concept that, I think our student athletes will be excited about. I think our fans will be excited about. You know, that announcement is yet to be made, and there's work to be done before it can be.
Chris, let's talk about testing of student athletes for COVID. You know, athletes are back on campus. There have been voluntary training. Early in August, it was announced that 21 student athletes had tested positive since summer workouts started in early June. What can you tell us about testing?
Our testing has been very thorough, though You know, we face challenges like many do in obtaining those testings and continuing with those. There's just a strain on the supply chain of testing that isn't unique to athletics. Though we've been very fortunate over the summer to have a level of testing, availability of testing that's allowed us to test our athletes and staff that have contact with them weekly, every Wednesday. And it's gone very smooth. I think our student athletes have done a great job of doing everything they can to comply with the policy and the protocol that we put in place, both within our facilities and outside of our facilities on campus. They've got a vested interest in staying healthy and limiting the spread of COVID. And,
how many tests do you usually administer on Wednesdays?
Each Wednesday, give or take, because of the voluntary nature of our workouts, approximately 200 to 250 a week.
And then you get those back. Have any come back positive in recent Wednesdays, recent weeks?
The recent weeks have been actually very encouraging in that we've had very few positive cases that have come back. You know, as many know, one of the challenges that makes participating in athletics difficult in this environment is the contact tracing aspect. You know, one positive case of COVID can result in tens or dozens of other people that need to quarantine for 14 days. And that's been a challenge that we've been presented with since we started doing our testing back on June 8th. It makes it very difficult for the rosters of each team to remain stable. It was one of the factors that presented a challenge to us for the fall season to continue. And it's one that we hope to be able to address if we're able to compete later on this winter.
We're talking with Chris McIntosh, Deputy Athletic Director for UW-Madison. We're looking at the Big Ten Conference postponing fall sports to next spring, what that means for the conference, what that means for players and fans. You can join in on your insights, your questions, 800-642-1234. Chris, you know, with this postponement comes the difficult financial situation that these athletic departments are in. What is the financial situation at UW-Madison when it comes to athletics? Will there be layoffs or furloughs when you're not playing any games?
Yeah, Kate, that's a great question. The short answer is, you know, we'll be faced with an extremely challenging financial picture. It's no secret that the opportunity that is provided to our over 800 student athletes in 23 sports is, you know, the cost associated with that is largely underwritten by the sport of football. We've benefited for a long time from being able to fill our stadium. And our teams, especially our football team, has been competitive and consistently competitive for a long time. And that has afforded us the ability to provide a best-in-class student-athlete experience to over 800 student-athletes. Without a football season, without the ability to fill our stadium on Saturdays, it presents a challenge. It's mitigated a little bit. By the way, that Coach Alvarez has, we've managed our resources in a very conservative fashion. And so we've got the ability to use unrestricted gifts that have been made to our program to buy us some time and to devise a plan. But it goes without saying that it will certainly affect our staff. I expect that there will be more furloughs. There's just no way around that. And, you know, our priority has been to preserve the level of support that we provide to our student athletes and to preserve the number of programs that we continue to provide here at UW, 23 sport programs.
I want to look at the petitions that are circulating among student athletes who disagree with the postponement and want to play. Are you seeing student athletes signing those petitions at UW-Madison and speaking out about the postponement?
We've had a lot of dialogue with our student athletes. In particular, Coach Chris has spent a lot of time talking to his football players. I'm not aware, I don't know for sure if our student athletes have signed the petitions. I wouldn't be surprised to learn that they have. I do know that there are a few that have been vocal about their frustration with the decision, and I think that's fair. I can actually share in that if I put myself back in my shoes as a player. It's hard for me to even imagine how frustrated or disappointed I would have been if I was going into my senior year and presented with this situation. So I haven't spent a lot of time scrolling through the petitions. I have spent a lot of time working with our coaches and our athletes here, talking to them about where we're at and where we're going. And it's clear, whether that's expressed through petitions or just in the conversations that we're having within our own ranks, that there's disappointment and there's frustration. And I think that's natural. I don't think it would be realistic to think that we wouldn't have been faced with that. It was a terribly difficult decision that the presidents and chancellors were presented with. I think they made a decision based upon the health and safety of our student athletes, which is our number one priority. And I think everyone, including the presidents and chancellors, is eager to get behind our next plan, and I think our student athletes will be excited about that.
Chris McIntosh is UW-Madison Deputy Athletic Director, talking about the historic move by the Big Ten Conference to suspend the season. What happens next for universities like UW-Madison? With your insights, 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with Chris McIntosh. He's UW-Madison's Deputy Athletic Director. The Big Ten Conference announced last week it was postponing all of the league's fall sports because of the ongoing COVID pandemic. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is reporting revised 2020 football schedule may mean a January start, but packing too many games into 2021 could be problematic. Taking your questions as well, 800-642-1234. Chris, across the pro sports landscape, there have been detailed plans made, thick guidebooks on how to resume play safely. NBA is in a bubble. How would you characterize where the Big Ten is at with developing such safety guidelines and plans to return to competition?
Yeah, that's a good question, Kate. There's been extensive work put against developing guidelines. Our doctors in sports medicine, staff from each of the 14 Big Ten schools have put forth Big Ten guidelines. The commissioner has assembled a group, a task force of infectious disease experts, representatives from each of the 14 institutions that have put forth recommendations and guidelines, as has the Power Five, the Autonomy Five. I don't think that it's a lack of guidelines or protocol that has landed us in this position. I do think that there were some key or central issues and concerns that were presented to the conference and to the presidents and chancellors that couldn't be overcome. They felt couldn't be overcome at this moment, but I think there's hope that they will be able to be overcome in the future.
Let's bring in a call now. Anne is joining us from Milwaukee. Hi, Anne.
Hi.
Hi. What would you like to add?
My question is, COVID has obviously created so many really devastating things, but it's also presented a lot of new opportunity. And I was curious if there have been new solutions, new ways of doing things that have come out as an unexpected outcome of everything.
And thank you for that. Yeah, Chris, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it has. It's forced our department and our sport programs to adapt as the world has. It's not unique to us. I think, you know, from the business side or the back office side of our department, it's caused us to get leaner and more efficient. Obviously, like many, we've had to rely on technology in a way that we haven't had to before. But I do think in terms of our sport programs and our off-season conditioning that we have learned some things. I will say this just anecdotally, our athletes, especially our football players, have never been in better shape than they are right now. And they've never had the opportunity to train in just the limited to strength and conditioning like they have for as long as they have, basically since March. We didn't have spring football this past spring. I think, you know, that's got the attention of our coaches and might lead to a different type of offseason in the future that might be here for the long haul. And so that's one example that comes to mind, but there are certainly learnings that have come from this that will benefit us well into the future.
Are there risks with having athletes, hypothetically here, play a full season starting in January and then be back in August for training camp for 2021?
Yeah, there certainly are. You know, I don't think that it's realistic to have a full season in the, you know, in the first quarter of 2021 and then expect that our teams will play a full season in the third and fourth quarter of 2021. As a former player myself, the challenge, the wear and tear that would present would be unrealistic. And so I think that is one of the requirements or the principles that has been on the mind of our conference as we look towards this, this new plan.
We're talking with Chris McIntosh, Deputy Athletic Director for UW-Madison, where he oversees day-to-day operations. We're talking about the circumstances with the Big Ten postponing the fall season. Taking your questions, your insights, 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Sandy now, joining us from Mineral Point. Hi, Sandy.
Hi. I'm hoping that people can think a little bigger just than student athletics. This is only the second pandemic we've had, you know, in 100 years. This is only the first pandemic we've had since 100 years ago. And the decision to delay it might save somebody's life, whether they pass away or whether they are permanently affected if somebody gets infected. It's bigger than just college athletics.
Sandy, thank you. Chris, Sandy saying there, think bigger about the whole public health issue here.
Yeah, Sandy, it's a great point, and it's a humbling one. You know, it's consistent with what our communications have been to our student athletes and to our staff and to our fans since the second week of March, and that is, you know, our priorities from the beginning have been consistent. That has been, we want to keep our student athletes safe. We want to keep our coaches and our staff safe. And we understand the role that we play in public health. And we want to keep our fans safe. And to the extent that we play a role in the health of our community, that's our priority. So, you know, you're right. They're as difficult as it is sometimes for us to accepted. It's humbling to think, but there are bigger issues that are taking place right now in our world and in our country. And there is no one more passionate about athletics, college athletics, and the opportunity that that affords the young people than us. But there are bigger issues at play right now. The health and safety of our student athletes is the priority, and I think our president's chancellors want to make sure that we're able to address those concerns.
So, Chris, logistically speaking, what are the expectations right now of student athletes whose season has been postponed? Are they working out? Are they reporting in? Are they not? How does that work?
Yeah, they have the option on a voluntary basis to continue to work out for the next couple of weeks before class begins. Many of our student athletes have taken this opportunity to go home to spend some time with their families before they come back and the fall semester begins. And once that begins, we will be in a mode of operation that's been, you know, relatively consistent with what we've been doing for the past month or so. They can train in a strength and conditioning fashion and do some instruction with their coaches for the foreseeable future.
As we start to wrap up here, what direction, what guidance are you seeking from Kevin Warren, the commissioner of the Big Ten? What insights do you need as a whole coming out of the Big Ten to inform the decisions you make at UW-Madison?
Yeah, great question, Kate. I think, you know, the direction that we need is maybe less from Kevin Warren at the Big Ten and more from the NCAA. You know, one of the overriding questions, and it's a great question that our student athletes have, is on the topic of eligibility going forward. And, you know, we need some guidance on that and some clarity on that. And I suspect that today's meeting of the council might begin to address that. And in the week or so ahead, that we'll have some clarity on that.
And when it comes to eligibility, how are athletes in a really difficult position right now?
Yeah, I think athletes are faced with certainly if you're going into your senior year, you know, you don't want to waste this season or miss this season. Though the uncertainty around whether the schedules will be stable or consistent causes folks to pause. And you know, as we sit right now, if a senior has the ability to redshirt this season, I think that's one of the choices that they're faced with. And if the NCAA can provide us with some clarity around going forward, what that might look like.
We'll have to be watching. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Chris McIntosh is Deputy Athletic Director for UW-Madison. Just ahead, we talk with a criminal justice professor about the prevalence and importance of recording police encounters and the impact it has on those who watch those videos. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.